The time and the work. Forces must be organized. Time is short, and our forces must be organized to do a larger work. The very simplest modes of work should be devised and set in operation among the churches. If the members will unitedly accept such plans and perseveringly carry them out, they will reap a rich reward. The best help that ministers can give the members of our churches is not sermonizing, but planning work for them. Give each one something to do for others, and let all be taught how to work. Especially should those who are newly come to the faith be educated to become laborers together with God. If set to work, the despondent will soon forget their despondency, the weak will become strong, the ignorant intelligent, and all will be prepared to present the truth as it is in Jesus. Let the missionary meeting be turned to account in teaching the people how to do missionary labor. Those who have spiritual oversight of the church should devise ways and means by which an opportunity may be given to every member of the church to act some part in God's work.